Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that we might have life. John 3:16. John 10:10 says, "The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." The enemy's goal is to pervert God's truth. Let's listen in as Pastor Joel shares today's message, "What's Love Got to Do with It?"
This word is true, because the Bible is telling us to beware, and this is just what's happening now. Evil being sinful acts. You want to know some sinful acts that society is trying to take us, trying to get us to believe in, trying to put your guard down, trying to make you think it's sexy? Fornication, adultery, homosexuality. Let's keep on going. Transsexuality, okay? Transvestitism practicing stuff. This is what society is writing in. Satan is writing this in. I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to relate this to sports for a minute, just for a quick second. When in football, because I came up in football, you get someone to block for you who can open holes. So this podium is in front of me, and I've got the ball. The podium, I'm just going to be right behind this man. And he's going to clear out Brother Terry and Brother Larry, whom you all can't see on the film, but they're behind the camera. So his job is to make inroads into that territory. All I've got to do is stay behind him. And as soon as he blows that hole open, blam, I'm in, and I score. Now, Satan is riding on homosexuality. Satan is riding on transgender, gender bending. Satan is riding on transsexualism, men dressing as women and women dressing as men, and soon you won't know the difference. And he's riding it in, okay, to cross the lines, to blur the lines. Now this is the thing. He's telling us to believe that it's good. And if you have heterosexual ideas or you stand on the word of God, he's calling you evil. Do you see what I mean? This is Isaiah 5:20. This is what we have to understand. Now, notice I didn't say God hates homosexuals. I didn't say God hates fornicators, adulterers, people that are transgendered. I didn't say that at all. Don't you lie on me, Satan. What I said was that this is what God says in Isaiah 5:20, that the devil is using these things to come against God, turn us away from the word of God. There are other things, but right now, this is his best play. Right now in society, this is the play that Satan is using. Sure, he'll use murder. He'll use serial killers. He'll use terrorist plots. But right now, this is big. This is big, and I'm going to tell you why it's big. We have to know these things about the love of God. When we see these things becoming acceptable as good, and people who believe in the sanctity of heterosexual love between a man and a woman. Okay? This is something that's ordained by God. You know why it's ordained and predetermined by God? Because it promotes growth. Be fruitful and multiply. Thank you. Procreation. That's what I'm trying to say. It promotes that. Satan wants to stop that. Satan wants to take you out, not take you on. He doesn't want you to grow on. He wants you to stop right there. That devil wants you dead. Devil wants society dead. Devil wants men dead. Devil wants women dead. The devil will use women to take men down, beat you down, tear you down. But God said, this is the way I planned it. I planned for a man and a woman to be joined together, no matter their differences. I want them joined together, and I'll work on the rest. Because I knew before the foundation of the world how you were going to be and you were going to have problems. When we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He knew about it. And the devil is trying to say, don't believe that. Just keep pushing. I'm right behind you. This is what's going on, you all. We got to see this. We got to see this. I know here at Spirit of Truth, I'm preaching to the choir, but there are some people in some churches, even some pastors, that don't see this. We have to open our eyes to the Word of God, okay? When we see these things being accepted, all right? This is why this is what the Bible tells us. This is ordained by the Word of God, is predetermined by God as bad. These things are not good when it comes to the Bible. So the Bible says, woe to those who practice these things, those who go against God's plan. That's important. The Bible tells us in Romans 1:28 that people who do those things, okay, those who do not read, it said, though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to a debased mind. See, some people, God already knows they're not going to change. And he says, okay, you're going to be that way. Now, I can just hear people saying right now, see, God don't love us. He going to leave us like that then. And why? Why we say God don't love us? God loves you, but he'll never take away your free will. That's how much he loves you, that he won't force you to do anything. He'll chastise you, all right, but he's not going to force you, see? God won't force you. He'll correct you. He'll rebuke you, okay? But you still have free will. At the end of the day, you have free will to do what you want to do. That's what I'm saying. But this is what the Bible says. It says, even though some people have the knowledge of God, they don't want to retain that knowledge in their thoughts. So he gives them over to do what they do. I submit to you today, you need to look around and see who you're running with. You need to look around and see who you believe in, who's whispering that in your ear, and see where they are in the Word. See where they are in life, people that are espousing this type of thing. Because if you look in this Word, and those who are Christ followers, We know. It says we know. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. You don't have to guess on yourself and say, well, am I? Do I hate homosexuals? Of course you don't. The Holy Spirit is going to tell you in every fiber in your body. You are a representative of Christ. You are an ambassador for the Lord. You are his mouthpieces. You are ministers of God, as it says in the Scripture. In 2 Corinthians 6:3, you are a minister of God. So God is going to show you these things, of course. But the devil will lie to you, and he'll use people to lie to you. He'll use the government to lie to you. He'll use the PTA to lie to you. He'll use the school system to lie to you. He'll use commercials to lie to you. He'll use social media to lie to you. Your iPad, your iPhone, your cell phone to lie to you, if you believe it. Movies, all this stuff. And God says, I've been saying this all along, you all. Have you read any of what I said? Have you even read Genesis? Say, I created you in my image. I don't have the image of homosexuality. I'm God. I'm not gay. Huh? Some of my people are gay. Some of my children were gay. But those that were, they came to me, and now they're not gay anymore. Now they're not homosexuals anymore. See? Yeah, see? Now you think I'm making that up. Say, why is that preacher up there talking crazy? I'm talking fact. I'm talking the Word. I can take you to 1 Corinthians 6:9-12. Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revelers, extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That's what it says. So I just paraphrased it. But that's what I'm saying. God can turn anybody around. God can help anybody. But the devil don't want you to think that you can be helped. The devil wants to, because he has an agenda, and all he's doing is using you for the agenda. I'm sure people that are homosexuals are not thinking that they want to stop creation. I'm sure they're not even thinking that they don't want to, they want to stop procreation. That's because you're being used by the devil. Just like a murderer is used by the devil. Just like an abortionist is used by the devil. Okay? But we're just dealing with this horse right now because Satan is trying to force that on people and change the laws. That's why we have to pay attention to this, okay? The Bible says, woe to those who go against God's plans. That's the devil's agenda, is to destroy mankind. Remember now, Romans 6:23 tells us what? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through who? Christ Jesus our Lord. Here's another hint. Devil, you think the devil wants you to know that? That if you stay in sin and continue to sin without repentance, that there's no way up, only a way down, that you can only go to hell. He doesn't want you to know that. And that's another reason God loves us so much. He knows where this thing will take us when we're doing these things. So he wants you to know. God doesn't hold anything back. It says no good thing will he withhold from those who love him, from his children, right? That's what he's saying. So you see, the devil knows that many, many will sin through society pushing this homosexual agenda, this transgender agenda, this transvestite agenda. More and more commercials about men putting on makeup. More and more situations where you cannot hardly tell the difference anymore, right? Absolutely. We want to blur the issue. When you want to sneak up on your opponent, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if it's boxing. If you feint him. You don't just throw the punch. It's not the first punch. You fake and cause him to move. Then you get him. Or you drop this hand so that he'll come in with the other hand. Then you slip it and you come in with this strike. Well, we call it drawing up the opponent in. And that's what Satan is doing. Okay? Just like in football, they call it a trap block. I'm in front of you. I go that way. You step into the hole and say, where's he going? Blam, you get hit by the 300-pound truck that's coming the other way. Called my tackle, okay? If I play ball, Dave would be my tackle. And Dave would open holes for me, okay? Now, in wartime, it's called camouflage. You blend in. You dress in a way, and you put some leaves on your helmet. And they dress you in dark and spotted outfits, green, dark green, and you are in the leaves and in the trees, and you're camouflaged so that your opponent doesn't see it. I want you to see Satan camouflage. I want you to see him camouflage as homosexuality, and you don't even see it coming. I want you to see that he's camouflaged himself so that he can sneak in, and he's calling it love. But it's camouflaged in something. You see what I mean? It's really sin, but he's calling it love, as Pastor Annalisa just whispered to me. That's exactly right. I want us to see that because he's blurring the lines. He's blending things in. Okay? When I was young, we watched the Miss America pageant. I'm sure everybody watched it. Bert Parks, I think, was the guy's name. And Miss America, she is Miss America. He would sing that song, there she is, your ideal. And everybody would watch Miss America get crowned. That's a slice of Americana, right? And that's okay in the world. Let me just say, I'm 10, 12 years old. If I was from Illinois, if Miss Illinois won, we were happy. Then it went to the Miss Universe pageant. If you're an American and, you know, what was it? Was it Vanessa Williams? Did she win Miss Universe? Everybody was proud. You know, you had African-American woman winning Miss Universe. That was a big thing, okay. So everybody was happy about that. Now, recently, there was a beauty pageant, and the winner was a man. Oh, see how y'all said, what? It was a man who had a gender reassignment or a sex change. And I've forgotten where it was. I'm pretty sure he won, or in that one he won. But even if he didn't, he was allowed to compete with women who are biologically female. Do you see the lines being blurred? Now you're standing up there with your little old bikini on. You don't eat no food. You're suffering. Got the little 22-inch waist and the little 24, whatever it is, the little evening wear. And here's some guy next to you. Claiming to be a female. I got to tell it, y'all. I'm not with that. I believe in fair play. That to me isn't right. Because you've had help. I figure anybody that was a man once has the musculature of a man somewhere. And those women that are not, who train, they have to work very hard. I believe God in all his wisdom made things just so. And I believe if you want to do that, that's fine. But please, know what's at the end of it. Know that Satan is blurring the lines. He's blurring the lines, okay? And we have to look at this. This is all a plan. It's a trick of the enemy, who is Satan. He wants to get our society and the world to fall into the sway of the wicked one. And we're just rocking. We're just rocking. 1 John 5:19, Pastor said. We just talked about that one. Okay? He wants us to fall into the sway of the wicked one and ultimately perish. Because if you'll accept these things, he's got some most stuff down the road that you're not even privy to at this point. The truth is, the world is full of people, and many people have desires that are not of God. Okay? Again, we're talking about the world's type of love, which is rooted in desire. Whatever you want, you can have. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. You can do it that way. It's my life, okay? Okay, all these other things. Satan tempts the people of the world with desire, as the Bible teaches in James 1:13-15. We've been over that so many times. You all know about James by now. We can't quote the scripture enough because it so aptly exposes the devil's ploys, especially in light of how it applies to the difference between love and lust and infatuation and things like that. But, Pastor, did I give you that? No, I didn't. Don't worry about it. You don't have to read that one. You want to read that for us? Can you read it for us, please? Just one more time for those who may not know it.
James 1:13-15 tells us, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God.
Don't think God has anything to do with your mindset being on sin. Don't think that God tempted you into sin. This scripture tells us he won't do it.
For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Mm-hmm. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away his own desires.
You're only tempted when you're drawn away by your own desires and enticed. Satan knows how to entice us. Mm-hmm. Okay? Go ahead.
And finally, verse 15 says, Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
Satan is out to bring forth death. He is out to kill off human beings. That's been his plan all along. It's not changed, you all. He wanted to stop us with Adam and Eve a long time ago. Okay? Then God sent Jesus. He wanted to stop Jesus. By stopping Jesus, he really started Jesus. See, he didn't know that. He wasn't as wise as he thought he was. You see what I mean? And so we have to see that these things, and now that's what each generation, he's going to continue to try. When we're gone, he's going to be working on your children. He's working on them now. He's going to be working on our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. That's why we have to put the word out. Okay? We can't quote this scripture enough, okay, because it's very important. Society is saturated with this agenda that I'm talking about today, this plan to push homosexuality until it becomes a thing to do in the minds of people in our society and now around the world, okay? And it's funny, and this is how outrageous the devil is. If you do your research, you'll find that homosexuality is somewhere around maybe 3% of the population, maybe a little more now because it's gaining ground. But it's been about 3% of the population of the people in the world. But the devil is using it with such momentum, that it's gained because of the controversies that are going on. So, people are so blinded by the devil that they believe, or shall I say, some people claim that homosexuality is a sickness. They say it's biological when it's neither. Don't you believe the lie? Don't you believe those who say that they are physicians and different things? They are, but they are for this agenda. You see what I mean? It's simply a desire. It's an aberrant desire to engage in sexual relations of someone of the same sex. You're predisposed to it. That means you just like it, okay? But we can't just do everything that we like to do, okay? I had a kid in my neighborhood. Well, he liked to kill birds. And at night, he going around slamming birds, and they finding, not birds, cats. He liked to kill cats. So he would lure the poor kitty, and he would kill. Every day we get up and we drive around, you see dead cats laying like, I don't believe he did that. You can see the poor little cat. You know, you can look on the face of death and you see something that's almost speaking to your heart. And the cat's like, yeah. And I said, something's not right. I told Annalise, I said, something's not right. I keep seeing dead cats every morning. And the animal control would pick up the cat. There's another. Well, they found this kid who had this thing about just killing cats. That's not right. Okay? So it's the same thing with this agenda that Satan is trying to ride in on. Okay? And this is what it does is, again, we can't see it as humans. God sees it. That's why God made a way for us. He made preparations for this. He told you what his idea is for marriage and why a man and a woman procreate. One gives, the other receives. This one produces. They produce together. This, be fruitful and multiply. Satan knows the best way to take us out is to affect the family. Oh, yeah. Tear down the family. You got to see this. This attacks the very foundation, and he's really angry at God. So he's really trying to get to God through his children. Have you ever seen somebody that didn't like you and they picked on your kid sister or your kid brother because they couldn't whip you? Okay? That's what happened. That's how I learned to fight. My brother was a big, strong, crazy guy, and they picked on me. Well, one day I got crazy. Okay? Crazier than my brothers. Okay? So, if they can't get you, they come through somebody, and that's what the devil is doing right now. And he's attacking us because he hates God.
Amen. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of What's Love Got to Do with It? Until next time. God is-